I couldn't tell you how hard it is, really. It's 10 years since I lost my hair. But mine is alopecia, and I keep telling myself, well, at least I'm not sick. But it is a sickness of sorts. It means alopecia moves all around your body. You lose, in some cases, you lose all of your hair, eyelashes, eyebrows, whatever. And in the 10 years I've had it, it just keeps moving around in circles. It's alopecia areata. It was the most devastating thing for me as a woman. But when I say that, I also would have maybe about 30% of my clients would be men, believe it or not, which I never expected. It really just the very core, it takes over. After about 2 months of all these holes or circles appearing in my
head. Is that how it started?
Yes, in circles, just tiny little, like a little coin. And then, of course, they get bigger and they join up. And then eventually you lose it all, or you can lose partial pieces, but, you know, the rest of it isn't sustainable. But what I find sometimes is that some of my clients, when the chemotherapy clients, I would have thought that it'd be more devastating for them to actually have the cancer. But most of them think of the hair loss as being the worst part of it. And, you know, usually if you get them a wig that suits them and doesn't make them look alien and makes them feel like themselves again and help them with makeup for their eyebrows and everything, it takes that away. Mm. It really can do. And wigs, in the last 10 years since I've been wearing them now, they have improved beyond belief. And
is that a wig you're wearing this morning?
It is, yes.
It is so natural. Mm-hmm. It is so natural looking. And do you think that helps, you know, because for women in particular, hair can be a part of their femininity, a part of their
Absolutely.
Identity.
Yeah.
And, you know, when you're looking at a wig and you just know that that's not you.
Yes.
It can be very difficult.
Yeah, well, there are so many me's now because I wear long hair one day, short hair the next day, medium hair the next day. So I have embraced it entirely and I've actually made it my business now, and I just so much enjoy helping others with it.
Do any of the women who you help and you provide a wig for, do they come back to you and say just how they've felt about it?
Oh, absolutely.
What do they say?
Well, usually I get a hug. That's the part I love most.
And men too, by the way.
Oh, men too. Yeah, I get hugs there too.
Good.
With the men, sometimes the name of my business is Secrets, and sometimes they want this big... clump of hair on them, and I say, well, I won't tell if you don't tell. Meaning I don't want to be associated with it, but no, it's for men it's just as bad, you know. Well, no, it's not really, because the whole femininity thing is so important, and but I just embrace it now, and it's my extra half an hour in bed in the morning.
And you can see that from your face. I mean, you're smiling away. But it's hard to sort of talk to people who have experienced it and understand, because not everyone goes through that. Do you still think that over the 10 years that you've been working in this, that taboo has been broken, more people are willing to talk about it?
No. People say to me, oh, you're so lucky, and they forget, you know, because I have lovely hair every day. But the taboo is there, and one of the things I hate is play wigs and stuff like that, because there is a taboo there. An awful lot of celebrities now are starting to wear wigs, and if you noticed on Strictly, there was an awful lot of the dancers wearing wigs for different costumes and that. And that actually helps, because people see how good you can look, and that you can move around, mm-hmm. that you can dance with them, you can move just as normal. Yeah, it really does help. But the actual, getting back to the actual taboo of or the feeling of losing hair, I remember it sort of running my fingers through my hair every single night just to see how much more was coming and coming. And then eventually I just sort of said, right, stop. And I just shaved it off. But it's not everybody can do that very quickly, you know, but it's the best way to deal with it. Get on top of it. Get on with getting well for people with chemotherapy, for people with alopecia. Embrace it. Start to enjoy it.
big decision, though, to lift that razor.
It is, yes. Yeah. Yeah.